And otherwise partly sunny, high of 44. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 29. And tomorrow, snow is likely, a high of 36. Chance of precipitation at 80%.
All right, could see an inch, maybe two, tomorrow from that snowfall. Stay tuned and stay logged on to our social media platforms. We'll keep you posted here at KVOE. We peaked at 47 yesterday. Overnight low down to 26. Right now, cloud cover, fog, and 28 degrees. Wind chill of 19 here at KVOE live. And local. And our headlines this morning, a service of ESB Insurance and Financial Services. Changing jobs, retiring, growing your family, change in marital status. Well, these are all things that can affect your overall financial health. Let Carly Witt help you explore your options. Call Carly at 340-9921. It's 842.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
Well, it's back to work for the Kansas Legislature beginning Monday, January 8th, and we're very pleased to be joined for a legislative preview this morning on KVOE by 76th District State Representative Eric Smith of Burlington. Eric, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, gentlemen. How are you doing this morning?
Doing good. Thanks, as always, for taking some time to join us here this morning, Eric. Well, you all set to go back to work on Monday?
The time has come. We've had a bit of a break here. Things have begun to ramp up through December, and emails are flying. We're getting ready to go.
Well, speaking of emails, let me ask you first, what have you been hearing most from your constituents as far as concerns prior to heading into the legislative session, Eric?
There isn't a whole lot of chatter going on. Probably the thing I hear the most about is property tax, some issues that surround revenues, but it hasn't been very loud. That doesn't mean it's not important. I know people are thinking about these things, but I think that's probably the most popular topic right now.
Well, as we head into the legislative session, you'll be dealing with a lot, as you always do. Top of the list, at least the governor has been campaigning hard prior to the session on getting some traction on Medicaid to see if that cannot get passed. Your take on if Medicaid has a chance to see any traction here this session, Eric?
I think that if Medicaid expansion actually goes out on the floor, it'll be through some procedural matter. I'm not getting the feeling that either leadership or anyone in particular is pushing hard to get it into committee or have it heard in committee. So it can always come up. Anything can come up on the floor. Yeah. We know that. And in the past, that's exactly how it's come out on the House side anyway.
So are you a proponent, non-proponent of Medicaid expansion, Eric?
I think anyone who's paid attention to me over the last 7 years knows where I'm at on it. It hasn't changed. The governor has put in a couple of things to try and entice. But in the end, for instance, work requirements, she's willing to go with work requirements. It's easy to say that knowing ahead of time that no other state is getting away with work requirements. There are several turned down that tried to do that, and the Biden administration is not interested in allowing that. So that's pretty much a showstopper before it gets started. As far as revenues go and what we can afford, it looks like we can afford it right now because of the amount of tax revenues that are coming in. But if you're a proponent of cutting back on the spending at the federal level, then you can't also be a proponent of Medicaid expansion. So that's kind of where I'm at. I'm not a proponent of Medicaid expansion.
Yeah, you have obviously made that clear in the number of years we have talked to you here, Eric. So,
Yes, sir.
Now, you mentioned, revenues here. We're in pretty good shape budgetarily. In the state of Kansas, and I think a lot of people are aware of that, a surplus of, I think all told, around $4.2 billion. So I know that there's been rumblings some tax reform, Eric. Is that of any chance of gaining any ground this session?
I apologize for the connection if you're hearing what I'm hearing. I think when you're that flush with money, My gosh, you're going to have a lot of people knocking on your door and a lot of people that have ideas on how to spend it. But my idea is, just as we would and did back in 2017, seeing that we were lacking in revenue, we made changes in the tax code. I think we've had enough exposure and experience with the revenues coming in the way they have to know that we can make changes in the tax code again. So hopefully we can come to some agreement on what to do with tax. Income tax was vetoed last year when we tried to come up with a flat tax that everyone could agree to. We just missed the mark on overriding that veto. I imagine that's going to come back up. I don't imagine it. It's been said. So that's very likely. We'll revisit that. But as with anything that has strong opposition, it'll be a negotiation. So it'll be interesting to see what that negotiation looks like.
Yeah, as far as tax reform itself, the governor has flat out said no. She is not interested in in seeing that and will not pass it if it comes to her desk. So we'll see, as Eric mentioned, something else as far as twisting and turning can be done there. Medical marijuana. I know that that has come up the past couple of sessions. Do you expect to be seeing and hearing more of that coming up this session, Eric?
I know that the conversations continue. You know, some of what we've run into, I was on the special committee looking into what we can come up with for an agreeable bill on that. There are so many problems that we've encountered on the question we've come up with so far. But that doesn't mean that somebody won't be willing to move a little bit on it. You know, I've said that I'm against medical marijuana in the present legislative form. I think that if it were truly used as a medicine, and I mean as a medicine, I would be absolutely willing to look at it. But so far, the legislation is as needed, as you feel it's needed type of thing, and that's, to me, more along the lines of recreational marijuana. I think it can be beneficial. And I think there are absolute scientific research data out there to show that. Unfortunately, when it comes to the legislature, we're not set up for that type of science. We're trying to make people happy. And so that's going to confuse the whole medical term in marijuana debate.
Eric, you know, we've talked a lot about, obviously, property tax, those being concerns that a lot of legislators are hearing about. Medicaid expansion, obviously, is a very common topic here around this time, medical marijuana being one that's been up a few times. What are some topics, though, that you think are maybe going to come up that maybe aren't at the forefront of people's minds, something that you feel really needs to be addressed that maybe hasn't seen a lot of discussion or attention recently?
Well, you know, my background is in law enforcement, and I'm on the Corrections Juvenile Justice Committee. I'm on judiciary. Some of the things that we deal with are really getting some traction across the nation, and that would be bail and bond reform. A lot of conversations are taking place, watching what's happening in New York and California, other places with extreme changes to the bond reform. The Kansas Constitution has in it that it's a constitutional right to have bond available. So what can we do to reform that, to help folks who are caught in the bind? You know, I think that that's going to come up this year. I think that I joined a conference this summer out in Nevada where we talked about what other states are trying to do in criminal. You're talking about driving while suspended, revocation, getting people the ability to go to work even while they're involved in the criminal justice system. So there are some reforms there that I think are going to be discussed, and a couple of bills that will come up. There's some, you know, myself, I've been working on trying to come up with some changes to the existing law, criminal codes, where there are some loopholes. We recently had a case, for instance, where a young lady was in Coffee County, and an individual went through three doors, kicking through three doors to get to her, and she didn't use force against him. He turned around and went out of the house. when he found out she wasn't who he was looking for. This is a situation where, you know, you would think that we would have some laws that could go after him pretty strict. In fact, it's a misdemeanor. What he did is a misdemeanor. Those are the kind of things you hear about when you're not in session, and it's not widely professed, that become very, very important. Hey, we need to make sure that folks that do those kind of things are held accountable. So that's on my plate and very important to me.
Do you think we're in good shape? Back to education here for just a second. K-12 higher ed.
Sure.
We're going to see any activity there. Do you like the shape we're in right now?
Well, I think everybody can see that we're funding constitutionally. Then it comes down to the special ed side of things and what the federal government has failed to do their part on. And so we keep coming back to the state should be taken up where the feds have dropped the ball. And so that's going to become an important thing when we're sitting on this type of revenue. It's a worthy discussion. It's a worthy debate whether or not we cover for the federal government on that special education funding. And certainly, the folks who need the funding should be the ones who get it, and we shouldn't be trying to come up with new areas of funding just because we're flush with revenue. That's kind of my philosophy on all of this.
Eric Smith with us here this morning, Legislative Preview. Eric's the 76th District State Representative out of Burlington. Well, Eric, as always, we appreciate your time. Yeah, our signal is a little buzzy here this morning, but you're in a different part of the world, I guess, huh?
I am. I'm in Arkansas right now, but I'll be back. But this is the way it works out for us. But that's all right. You know, guys, I sure appreciate the opportunity to come and speak to folks. And if they have any questions, I'd be more than happy to answer them personally. If you see me in the store, I come over to Emporia occasionally, and I get stopped in the store occasionally, and I'm okay with that. So if you see me, don't be afraid to hit me up.
All right, we'll do. Eric, hey, thanks for your time. We appreciate it, and I know we'll be in touch through the session. Thanks so much.
Very good. Thank you, Ron. Thanks,
right.
Chuck.
Yeah, there we are. Eric Smith, 76th District State Representative, with a little legislative preview for us here this morning. You can tell by the buzzing there.
Yeah.
He was in a cell signal, not too good area in Arkansas.
A no man's land for cell reception. That's what it sounded like.
We have them in every state.
Absolutely.
But we appreciate Eric taking the time to join us as the legislative session begins on Monday. Our Newsmaker 3 segment this morning brought to you by CareArc Healthcare. Without the headache, that's CareArc bringing us segments here this morning. It is 8:54. Good morning.
This is Stacy with the Emporia Granada Theater, and here.